Hey everybody, today is January 19 and this is The Daily Dave. How are you? Dave Guerra here. How was your three-day weekend? I hope you had a good one. Hope you made the best of it, and I hope you did something good, because we all need to do something good every once in a while. And then we need to do it more. And then it becomes a habit. And then we're just doing good all the time, and that's a very good thing. But for most of us, it's back to work, and back to the grind, and back to doing things, and it's Monday for us. But you know, it's the neat thing, it's a four-day work week, and that's pretty good. But on these four-day work weeks, what do you do? What is the one thing that you want to do in these shortened, hyphenated, quick, brief, brevity-laden, say, can I go on longer, work weeks? What's the one thing that you have to do and you can only do during those short work weeks? Something to think about, because I think we all kind of do it, and we also get kind of caught not doing it. Yep, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is. It is, we try to do everything we can, even stuff that we normally don't do in a regular five-day work week. We try to slam it as much as we can in 4 days. You know, whether we're successful or not is besides the point, but most of us try to do that. And I don't know why. It's just kind of one of those things. It's always been. I know that. I've done that since I was in the military and working for the state of Texas and now here in the private sector. Those four-day abbreviated work weeks are just like, you know what? There's opportunities to do more in 4 days than you do in five. Is it a goal? Is it some race that we put ourselves through? But whatever it is, it's something to think about. Well, listen, this is it for today's Daily Dave. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.